Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope I'm with you in the car while you work out. I'm here today to give you a little message, an injection about the roadmap to success. So thank you so much for putting me in your ear for a quick listen. I'll make this one short and sweet. Here's the deal, you guys. Think about when you go to the gym, right? If you're working out, there's a roadmap to success when you work out. For example, step number one is pick the gym that you're going to work out in, sign up, get your membership. The next thing with that is, you know, get the clothes that you need, get the tools that you need, you know, the mat, the towel, the water bottle, there's the right shoes, that type of thing. Number two, when you go to join a gym, you need to identify your goals. See, if we don't know what we were trying to accomplish when we go to the gym, we're just going to kind of go through the motions. Identify your goals up front. What do you want to do? Is it lose size? Is it lose body fat? Is it, you know, tone up? Identify what that goal is. Number three, you actually have to drive to the gym once you do all that and have a plan. You should know upfront what you're doing when you get there. So have your plan. I'm going to do the treadmill for 30 minutes. I'm going to do legs for 20 minutes. I'm going to do 250 sit-ups. I'm going to stretch for 10 minutes. Identify what the plan is. Number four, you need to follow through with your plan. You know, you need to pick the machine. You need to eyeball what you're going to next. You need to be ahead of the game a little bit and be very aware of distractions. You know, at the end of the day, ding, ping, those emails, those texts, those Facebook things notifying you and coming in, put it to rest. If your brain is spending partial time looking at texts and emails and looking at Facebook and doing all that, you're really not giving your full go effort when you're on your machine. Number five, now it's time to really execute. If you get in the zone, you've pushed distractions aside. Number five is it's time to push yourself, the hard work. It's time to execute. It's time to get in there and remember your big goal. Remember what you're doing there so that it's not just lackadaisical. It's not just casual. It's like it's go time. Number six, if you have big audacious goals as you're working out and you're not seeing the results that you're looking for and you've been doing it for a long time, it's time to hire a trainer. Hire someone who masters the craft, who knows how to push you and challenge you, keep you accountable, track your results, and get in front of you to be like, hey, no, gotta go stronger, faster, whatever. Okay, number seven is track. Track your results. That's right. You need to be tracking results. Track when you're going to the gym. Track how long you were on things. Track maybe what you're eating or how much you're drinking or vitamins you're taking. The tracking mechanism shows you the results, why the results are there or why they're not there. All right, so that's with the gym. Let's talk about in business. Let me give you the roadmap to business, and I want you to see the similarities. Check this out. So number one in the roadmap to success. Number one, you need to pick the right company to work for. You know, you gotta work for a company that has the right culture, that you feel good, that you interact with the people who work there. And if you don't, I always say take responsibility. Be the one to shake hands. Be the one to say hello. Be the one to put yourself out there or set up a meeting and get together with people. Don't expect anything from anyone, okay? It's best if you just go in there and set the tone. Next, with that is gearing up. Dress nice. Let's dress for success. You know, dress sharp. Bring your cell phone. Bring your day planner. Have your to-do list. Know where you're going that day, right? Be prepared. Gear up. Number two, same thing. Identify your goals. What do you want to do when you're in sales? What's your goal? You can't just work every day and not know where you're going, not know how many orders you want or the company wants you to bring in. You have to identify that number. Number three, plan your day. There's no way around it, okay? I cannot wing my day. I've done it before. It sucks. My day, it's just disarray. There's too many distractions. I lose my momentum. My focus isn't as strong. Plan your day. And you do that through me. I have a physical day planner and I import into Outlook. So I have two ways of reminders. I like how it bings and tings and tells me, hey, you got an appointment. And I like how on paper, I can put it in pencil and I time block so that throughout my day, I have no white spaces and I'm purposeful. And I do the best I can to stay as close to those time blocks. and I listen. I listen to the time block I set forth. The time block is the plan. The plan is that whole, you know, roadmap and the way to get me to my final goal. Don't you at the end of your business day want to be like, that day was fucking awesome, right? Don't you want to say that? I do. So I say that when I plan and execute. Number four, follow through, follow up and follow through. Okay, just like at the gym, highlight your day planner. If you accomplish something on there, give yourself the victory swipe, right? With the highlighter, victory swipe, done, done, and done. It feels amazing. That's us chipping away at the plan, chipping away at the roadmap. Okay, we can't get from start line to finish line without really setting the tone throughout the day to be on every strategic move that we're doing to get there. Okay, number five. Right? It's time for the action, time to execute. So it's time to prospect. It's time to make your calls. It's time to take action. Okay? It's time to execute the plan. If it's a one-on-one, if it's follow-up, if it's prospecting, preparing for a class, you know, going to talk to a mega target or a broker owner, whatever the story may be, you know, or a client, whatever the story may be, it is time now to execute. Remember, sales, it's work. It takes work to get where we need to go when we're building organic growth. That's the work piece, number five. Number six, gotta throw it out there. If you ever feel you're stagnant or stale, or you ever feel you're doing great and you want to catapult, or you're new, or you're a veteran, or you're in the top 2% in the nation and you want to get even better, then I would highly recommend you hire a coach. And as you know, I've been coaching for very many years, and I'm here to help people in their sales career to unlock their full potential. But there's other great coaches out there. So the reality is, hire a coach, someone who's going to support you greatly through your journey, keep you accountable, and push you, right? And not tell you what you want to hear, tell you what you need to hear. And number seven, of course, the success roadmap in sales is to track, right? To track your success. Know your goals. Know them on the daily, know them on the weekly, know them on the monthly, know them on the yearly. It's huge. When I watch and witness people actually obtaining or exceeding their goals, it is the most epic rush ever. All right, you guys, look, you actually got two roadmaps today, one for working out if you need it, and one for the roadmap to success. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me. You need to find me, go to www.lisacrown.com. I'm all over social media under Lisa Crown. I'd love to connect with you. Please, if you like what you heard, click subscribe. Please subscribe or tell a friend about my podcast. I'd really appreciate it. Hope you're having an amazingly productive day, and you've got the roadmap to success. Now it's time to execute it. DJ, let's kick them off something that's going to pump them through this journey of a ride they're going to go on for success. Thank you.